This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Episode 3, y'all. Here we go. In some ways, it feels like I've been doing this for way longer than 3 episodes. And in others, it feels like it's still brand new. I have been working so much on the Love, Light, and Black Holes community. I'm so excited for you all to see what's coming and what's creating and what's being born out of this beautiful black hole that I am coming out of. Listen to episodes 1 and 2 if you're not sure what that is. If you're jumping in on episode 3 for the first time, I'm happy you're here. But there is so much that is coming in this pipeline. First of which is my free guide, Slay Your Shame to Be Magnetic as Fuck, which you can get down in the show notes below or on lovelightandblackholes.com. It'll take you through exploring your shadow, your shame, and what is actually holding you back so that you can be magnetic. It's a little bit witchy, a little bit sciencey, a lot of me, and it will truly bring you back to your essence so you can reclaim that magic. And the next very exciting thing that I have going on is The Descent. This is a beautiful 33-minute guided journey down into the depths of the darkness, down into the underworld, guided by Inanna and Ereshkigal, the goddesses of light and dark. I just did this with my witchy coven, and it was a hit, and it is such a beautiful way to be guided into seeing what your shame is and how you can actually get into it in a way that feels really supportive and protected and safe. And then you come out reclaiming all of this magic that you thought you had lost or maybe you had never been in touch with. And it's insane. It's insane what comes out of you when you come out of this darkness and back into the light and back into this place where you are reclaiming all of your magic. This wild reclamation is so, so potent. That is also available down in the show notes or on lovelightandblackholes.com. So let's get into it. Shame is the shadow of desire. When I first heard this, 2 things happened. My whole world stopped and cracked open and crumbled. And my ego was like, nah, fuck that. I'm not ashamed of what I desire. How ridiculous. Like, what a ridiculous concept to think that I would be ashamed of the things that I desire. But when I let it settle and gave my ego a little snack and a nap, I realized that, holy shit, yeah. You know what? I am actually ashamed of these things, or I have some weird block around them, some belief, some story that I've been telling myself about how this is supposed to look, or how it's not supposed to happen for me, or how whatever, whatever, on and on. And so when I read, shame is the shadow of desire, it crystallized and cracked and exploded and challenged me in so many ways simultaneously, all at the same time, that I had to wonder, am I holding myself back from really accepting this, from really going into what it is that I am ashamed of? Because what I desire is so big or so grand, is so far out there, it scares me. But is it also something that I am ashamed of? And when I started really giving myself permission granted, to start sorting this out and sifting through this pile and trying to find the needle in this very large, quite dark and ominous haystack, I started to realize that yes. And maybe when you first heard this, right now, or maybe you've heard this before, maybe you've been in one of my live classes, or maybe you have experienced this somewhere else in the universe. When you hear this for the first time, shame is the shadow of desire. What does it make you feel? Where does it land in your body? Is it immediate rejection and scoffing like I had? Or is it like, oh yeah, you know what? That's right. Like maybe you're in the exact right place to accept this right now. Or maybe you have heard it in one of my live classes and you're feeling it differently now that you're at a different place in life, that time has passed, that you have had different experiences and other things have come into your life and left your life and given you a different perspective to see this in a way that you wouldn't have been able to see it before. Shame is universal. It's ancient. And it's the single biggest block between you and your desire. We're going to dismantle shame with truth, science, and soul today. So buckle up because we are diving in. So what is shame really? It's one of the most destructive, self-conscious emotions linked with depression, addiction, even burnout. It eats away at empathy, drives self-betrayal, and convinces us that we are not worthy. It's not just a fleeting emotion. It's deeply tied to mental health. Research links shame with burnout, depression, impaired empathy, and even suicidal ideation. When you are so ashamed about something, you allow it to consume you. It becomes everything. You change the way you show up in the world. You change the way you speak, the way you dress, the way you interact with others, the way you allow yourself to be accepted as a human in this world who is full of all of the things that humans are, all of the imperfections, all of the idiosyncrasies, all of the inconsistencies, the lumps, the bumps, the black holes. But rather than accept ourselves and say, yeah, I'm human, I'm multifaceted, I'm a disco ball soul, I have all of these things about me that are different from everyone else. Different people are different, right? I have all of these things that are different, and rather than accept myself exactly as I am and loving myself just in this place, in this body, in this life, with all of the things that I have, with all of the things that I don't, with everything that I have yet to create, with everything that I've created that has failed, we don't accept ourselves and just say, yep, that's me. What's for lunch? We pocket this shame. We guard this shame. We put it somewhere where we actually protect it in some weird, fucked up reality that we think that we need this shame for some reason, that it's going to give something back to us, that by being ashamed, it's either you're being humble or you are so engrossed, so encompassed, so overwhelmed and saturated by your shame that it creates an entire different personality than you would have ever been able to access. There's a difference between guilt and shame. Guilt is, I did something bad, I feel bad about that. It's a situation. Shame is, I am bad. There is something inherently wrong with me. And we've all felt this. This is one of the most natural human emotions, especially in our current social media engrossed culture, where in the palm of our hands, every couple seconds, we see somebody or something that we compare ourselves to that creates shame, that we're not there, we're not them, I don't look like that, I don't have that. I am bad because I am not like them. And this continuous comparison just steals the joy from life. There was a time when people, humans, had no fucking idea what they looked like. Imagine. You are a human. You are walking around the world. There are no mirrors because, hello, it's ancient times. You don't know what you look like. You don't have this constant comparisonitis. You have pimples on your face. You have hairs coming out of your moles. Your eyes are crooked. Your nose is too big. But who knows this? You only see yourself through the way that other people see you. And now we have cameras in our pockets. We have mirrors all over the place. The only way that our ancient ancestors would be able to see themselves is in a calm pond on a sunny day. Maybe they caught a reflection. Just think about that for a second. We look at ourselves way too much. And not only are we comparing ourselves with other people, and this comparison creates shame, we stare at ourselves in the mirror, we take selfies of ourselves and zoom in and analyze everything, and this creates further shame. And I'm talking a lot about shame around appearance because I think that's probably most relatable, and I think a lot of us do experience this shame. But there's also other shame, like we started talking about, with desires, with what you want to create in life, with what you want to become, and with what you want to identify with or as. Shame isn't a passing feeling, it's an identity thief. And if guilt is about your actions, shame is about your existence. And this lives so subconsciously in your mind that it starts to impact your body and your health and the way that you exist in the world and the risks that you take, the things that you go for, the way you put yourself out there. And this is such a common occurrence. This is such a problem in our society that we are losing identity. We are losing touch with ourselves. And it's sad and it sucks and I don't want this for us. And the father of the shadow, Carl Jung, said something beautiful that you may have heard. He is the OG of the shadow. And he said, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. This unacknowledged shame runs the show. It creates the ways that we exist. And so when we're talking about shame as the shadow of desire, what is unconsciously running the show, subconsciously, so deeply ingrained in your psyche, it affects everything in your life. And desire is a life force. It is sacred. But shame duct tapes its mouth shut, throws it in the trunk, and drives it out to the middle of nowhere and leaves it to die. And that desire thinks that it deserved it, that it must have done something, that it can't be worthy enough, that it doesn't deserve to be experienced and seen in the world. And there's something in my life that I was deeply ashamed about. I've been on this health journey struggle for the past probably about 5 years, but really 8. And I started to see myself as someone who couldn't be healthy. I was always healthy. I never got sick. I didn't have any issues. My menstrual cycle was always like cute and normal, and I didn't even notice it. And it was just easy. Everything was effortless. And then everything changed. And I got an IUD that got lost in my womb for up to 6 months. And then when I finally got it out, that's when all hell broke loose and I completely disassociated. I was ashamed that I was this witchy, spiritual, connected, grounded, intuitive being who couldn't even get control of my own cycle, where I felt like everything was out of control and I was bleeding out. I became extremely anemic. And like I mentioned in the previous podcast, the whole cascade effect of anemia and everything else that goes along with stress and dissociation and a blown out nervous system and on and on and on. But I realized that I was also carrying a lot of shame around this, that I couldn't fix myself, that I was getting sicker and I was growing larger fibroids and I couldn't will this to be better like I had everything else in my life. Things up until this point in my life fell in my lap. I was so incredibly connected. There was very little that I was ashamed about. I was in this beautiful place of creation and receiving and putting things out into the world and giving and donating and volunteering and in this beautiful cycle and synchronicity. And it was just magical and everything was magical and I saw magic everywhere. And it was just this like golden era of life for me. And then at the summer of 2019, when I got my IUD out, everything changed. And I became so ashamed of the fact that I was so far away from who I was that I lost all track of myself. And this avoidance of self, of the actual problem, of the root of the issue, of the emotions that were driving all of this, of actually going to the doctor and getting answers instead of just taking herbs and hoping and wishing and praying and meditating. There was so much more that I could have been doing to help myself, but I was so ashamed that it was happening at all that I completely lost myself. I avoided the root of the problem. I was perpetuating the very thing that I was afraid of, that I was ashamed of. And this disconnection from my body created even more shame. And this is not a common story. I mean, this is a common story. This is not uncommon. This happens to so many people, whether it's your health, whether it's your finances, whether it's your relationships, whether it's the career that you want, but you're ashamed of actually taking the leap and you don't want to go there. Like, there are so many things that we perpetuate by initially being ashamed of them. And then that shame creates a disassociation. It creates a disconnection and it perpetuates the problem. This avoidance of what we actually want, the desire, creates an even bigger black hole of shame. So the shame as this big, voracious shadow consuming every glimmer of light that this desire has breaks us down to the point where we just think, fuck it. It's not meant to be. I'm not worthy. This is just not something that I get. That's something that happens to me. I am not that person that gets to have this. And we create then a belief. And this is a vicious, vicious cycle. And even in science, research shows that shame triggers avoidance and hiding behaviors. So we hide from ourselves. This avoidance, but also that bringing awareness to shame transforms it into an agency and into growth and into opportunity, into something that we can alchemize. And we are all about alchemy here. The louder your shame, the closer you are to your true desire. And that might sound weird. You're like, what the fuck? Like, how does that even make sense? So bringing it back to my health example, I want to have children. And my shame around being so sick, around having fibroids, around getting to the point where I was so sick I had to have my fibroids removed. And then because I didn't address the root of the shame, I didn't address the root of the physiological imbalance, I grew my fibroids back bigger than they were before I got them taken out. And this perpetuated the problem. And what I'm realizing now is that the desire of being a mother, of having a family, of creating this life that up until, honestly, I married my husband, I swore off and said I didn't want. But then once I started wanting it after we got married, I couldn't imagine my life without it. And so this shame that was so loud, the shame around being so disconnected and disassociated from my health that I felt like I wanted to have everyone fix me. I was going to doctors fix me. It's like, I am the medicine. I am the only person who can take control of this, who can right this ship, who can right my own wrongs, who can bring myself into a place of realizing that this shame has drastically and so deeply changed my life that my desire was just right there on the other side of the coin. Once I realized that this shame was keeping me away from really, truly healing, from actually getting to the root, from bringing myself into the power of my mind and diving into Dr. Joe Dispenza and moving into this placebo effect and the idea of being supernatural and truly using my mind to shrink my fibroids, to change my symptoms, to give myself the love that I wanted and needed, which will be, I promise you, a whole nother podcast episode on itself. The placebo effect is fucking crazy. And I realized that my desire was just right there, just right on the other side of that coin, just a quantum leap away, just touching my shame was my desire. And as soon as I started actually looking at my shame and actually dealing with it and realizing where it came from, what the root was, what it could have possibly taught me, I started realizing that it was informing my desire. It was keeping me away from my desire. So your shame is not a stop sign. It's a spotlight. It is a beacon saying, yes, this thing that you are most ashamed of is actually what you want. And this is when my world blew open about shame is the shadow of desire. And this is exactly the alchemy that shadow work can have, that looking at your shit. But first, you have to get so sick of your own bullshit that you can't spend another day doing this. You have to get so sick of your own shit, of the stories you're telling yourself, of the excuses that you have, of the reasons why, of the people that you can't see, of the person that you could never be, of the actions that you just won't take because, insert excuse here. You have to get so sick of that shit, of that narrative, that you burn it all down, dance on the ashes, howl at the moon, like a crazy person, preferably naked, and let it all go. And realize that this is the end. And that is it. We will not tolerate this anymore. I am so done with this. I can't possibly spend another second in this place in my life. That you like quantum leap out of it. You just fucking change. It's like once you get to that point where you're like screaming or on your knees or just howling or just done, there really is no going back. It's like something shifts in you and is like, okay, shit, I didn't know we were there, but like finally, where have you been? This is really the catalyst of the alchemy of shadow work, of getting sick of your own shit and approaching shame with curiosity, with compassion, and with integrating it from poison into fuel, from something that takes so much away from you to something that literally gasses you the fuck up. So you can't even imagine having been that ashamed before. So how do you actually address shame and alchemize it into fuel? Because there's so much talk about shadow work, and I'm just going to tell you what I do because maybe it'll resonate, maybe it won't. You can go find a million different ways to do this. Everyone is going to have a different process. My process is four parts. And this is exactly what I talk about in my course on Saged called Unbothered as Fuck. It's awareness. You have to first understand. And then it's understanding. And then it's acceptance. And then it's freedom. So your triggers, the things that keep popping up, that relationship, that illness, this perpetual sickness that you're in, the way that your bank account is never over a certain amount, or maybe it's always negative. This awareness is key. Like, what is actually happening? And then you go into the root, the understanding. Where did it come from? And this is the deep inner reflection. So first you call yourself the fuck out. This is bullshit. This is what I see in my life that I am so sick of. And then you go into the root, the deep inner reflection, the getting to the, when did this start? Like, when was the actual first time that I remember this feeling or this situation or this story happening in my life? Was it childhood? Was it with an ex-partner? Was it from a different job? Like, where was that seed actually planted that then created this whole narrative that now runs your life? And then you move into, from that place of understanding, of acceptance. You're not ashamed of it anymore. You're not feeling guilty that you had it happen. You're not moving into this place of so much more shame because now you're like, well, fuck, I should have caught this. I should have, would have, could have, right? You can't do that to yourself. You have to accept it. Like, okay, it's here. It happened. That's just facts. And you have to be an observer from a third party almost and remove yourself from the emotions and from getting like even more riled up in it, even more triggered. And you do journaling and therapy and somatic release and EFT tapping and meditation and psychedelics. Huge advocate for psychedelics. And time alone and time in nature and changing your behaviors, even if it's just small little things every day that take you out of this monotony, this normalcy. This is doing shadow work because you are allowing yourself to call yourself out, to understand the root and really like comprehend what actually happened that created all of this. And then you give yourself so much love through acceptance. You set a seat at your table for your shadow. You say, hey, what's up? Like, let's talk it out. I have been avoiding you. This has made you more mad. Like, think about if you had a fight with a partner and then, or a friend or a family member or whatever, anyone in your life that actually matters, and you just never talked about it. Think about the resentment, the animosity, the tension that that would create between you, the distance, this wedge that would be driven between you. That's exactly what's going on with your shadow. Your shadow's like, man, that was fucked up. And we're not even gonna talk about it. Like, that's even more fucked up. I can't believe that you're doing this. And then your shadow gets really mad and they want to bang down the door and they're going to come barreling into your life like bigger and greater and scarier than ever before. So these things that you can do are going to be different for everyone, like I said, but choose a couple. You don't have to do everything all at once and that's going to be really overwhelming. Start just with deep inner reflection. Spend time alone and ask yourself questions. You can do this through journaling. You can open up a voice note on your phone. You can just talk out loud to yourself. I do this all the time. It's called processing. And really start getting into it. And then because all of this doesn't just live in your brain, it's not just memories, it's in your body, the somatic release, the EFT tapping and touching your body, touching yourself, hugging yourself, dancing, moving all of the energy out and feeling like, where does this live in my body? For me, my womb, my uterus was my storage facility. And it still is. I mean, let's be real. It's where I put everything that I am not willing to look at, that I would much rather put a do not disturb sign on and avoid for the rest of time. Where does it live in your body? See if you can identify that. And the way that you can start figuring this out is, where do you have recurring pain, recurring issues? Are you always getting hurt on one side of your body, in one area of your body? Is it always rolling your left ankle? Is your right shoulder always crickety, crackety, crunchety? Is it your neck? Do you always get really bad tension headaches or migraines? Is your jaw so tight that when you open it, it's like the creaking door in a horror movie, like, like, listen to your body, because your body's always telling you. The body is always going to be telling you what is going on, what you're feeling, how this looks in physical form, and where everything that you have stored has physically manifested. And let's get something straight. Your shadow isn't here to sabotage you. It's here to show you where your power has been hiding. And the desire you are most ashamed of is the doorway to your magnetism. So you can even reverse engineer it. Maybe you're not like, oh yeah, I totally know what I'm ashamed of and I'm gonna go identify that and be aware of it right now. Like, that might not be that easy. Maybe you need to be like, okay, what is my greatest, biggest, most expansive, scare the shit out of me desire, the thing that I want most in this life? And then work backwards from that. Okay, what are the reasons that I believe that I can't have it? What are all of the excuses that I tell myself that now's not the time to chase it? That there's when this, then, that when I have this thing, then I'll be able to pursue it, or I'll be able to be happier, I'll be in a better place to start thinking about it. Like, reverse engineer that desire so you can start breaking down these subconscious blocks that you have in place that are keeping you away from it. Because whenever I talk about manifestation, whenever I teach manifestation, it always comes back to, are you doing your shadow work? Because your quantum desire is there. It already exists, but it's all of your human shit that gets in the way of, like, by way of your shadow, that keeps you from being as magnetic as you naturally are. We come into this world magnetic as fuck, but then we collect all of these human things and shames and traumas and blah, 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 and it gets gunked up. It's like not finding the right frequency on the radio. Like, I have the radio. I have a tower that is giving me signal, but I just can't quite find the right frequency. It's the static. So when your shadow is integrated, your desire gets liberated. And you become magnetic. You become someone who things fall in your lap. These beautiful synchronicities come into your life. And your life is just humming. You're vibrating. And everything that you want to manifest is on the other side of slaying your shame and loving your shadow. And consciousness may not be neurons firing. It may be an entangled field, as we're starting to figure out from many scientific studies that are going on right now. And Planck says, "I regard consciousness as fundamental. I regard matter as derivative from consciousness." Consciousness is first. Matter comes next. The hard, dense form is born of consciousness. In Peru, the word for human is animated matter, is the direct translation. We are animated beings via consciousness. Animated matter. And Alan Watts, my boy, my dude, he says, "You are something the whole universe is doing. In the same way a wave is something the whole ocean is doing. So when your shame is dissolved, you return to flow with the universe, your natural state. There's no resistance, just resonance." And that's when manifestation accelerates and these beautiful occurrences just happen. And you're like, wow, I thought about that once and like now it's fully here and happening and I just manifested that out of thin air. You become magnetic. You allow what you want to come to you because you're no longer being overshadowed by your shadow or overcome by your shame. You clear all that shit out. You open up space for so much magic and you realize it was always there. It's always there. Manifestation isn't something to do. It's something to allow. It always wants to be happening for you, but we get in the way. All of your shame, all of your shadows, all of your bullshit, all of the things that you collect and think this is now part of my identity and I have to keep this and this now informs who I am. Like it doesn't actually. You can take the lessons from it, but let that shit go. Because all it is doing is blocking your channels. It is keeping you on this staticky, white noise station when just 1 degree, 1 dial away is this perfectly clear message that just flows with ease and you're like, oh shit, I was that close this whole time. And then we don't want more shame about that, but like, damn, it is that easy. It can be that easy. And I'm not saying that shadow work is easy. And I'm not saying that slaying your shame is easy, but it's simple and it's actually not that complicated. And if we realize that there is some weird part of us that wants to hold on to this shame, like, why is that happening? Do you think your shame makes you more relatable? Do you think it makes you more humble? Do you think it keeps you small so then you don't have to go after those big goals and dreams and desires that, well, now I have a good excuse to stay small and dim because it's for this shame and it's this thing that I'm allowing to consume me and keep me away from admitting that what I desire is really just on the other side of that coin. I'm just too afraid to flip it. There's so much inner processing that can go on when you start diving really deep into how your shame is the shadow of your desire. And it's the greatest work. It is one of my favorite things to do because I get so much out of it. And when I work with other people on this and see people move through this shame and just like obliterate it and realize that the second that they acknowledged it, it totally went away. This is when you really realize like how much in command, how much of the authority you are on your life and what happens to you and what has happened to you and what you actually do with it. Because when we have something happen that fills us with shame or trauma, and then we allow that to run everything, you just hold yourself back. And you create this persona around that rather than, yeah, that happened, but I'm not going to let that run my life. I'm not going to let that rule everything that I do from this point forward. Manifestation isn't about calling something in. It's about clearing what's in the way so that what you want that's already really in existence according to the quantum can just come on in. You're like dusting off your doormat and be like, oh, sorry. You couldn't see that that said welcome. Come on in. Unless it's a vampire. You don't want to invite vampires into your house. Desire is the soul's GPS. And shame is just static on the signal. So do yourself a favor, clear that shit out, call yourself out, figure out where it came from, set a seat at the table for it and say, tell me everything. I am listening. I love you. You are valid. You are worthy. And then be free. Again, I said it is simple. It's not easy. And if you do carry shame around something, it doesn't mean you're broken. It means you're human. I was so hard on myself and the things that I was ashamed of that it made them bigger, harder to navigate, and even more consuming. As soon as I dropped and stopped and really realized that I was avoiding all of the shame, my whole world opened up. And I was able to get past so much of what held me back, and life got magical again. Keep going. You are just one frequency away from that clear, beautiful signal that you've been waiting for. When you stop running. So this week, do yourself a favor and just look at your shit. Look at your desire and work backwards and think, what is it that I could possibly be ashamed of when I think about what it is that I want so deeply? You've got this. I'll see you next week. Love, light, and black holes. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song and watch the whole universe light up.